Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 17th of November, and I am recording at 10:17 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in rainy and stormy London. Okay, now what's going on here? Well, you might recall from yesterday, we had a good bounce from oversold conditions following 2 weeks of reaction and consolidation. And so the bulls had the upper hand yesterday, and we had some good upward dynamics. Now we mostly had follow-through in here today. And among the examples here, if I start with stock markets and look at the Asia Pacific sector, Japan did well with the Nikkei up nearly 1.25% overall. The Hang Seng index was up over 1%, as was the China Enterprise index with just under 1% gain for the China Enterprise Index. But the China A share indices, they had been higher early in trading with some quite good gains actually, but those faded, and China A shares and China mainland shares, I should say, ended with mostly small losses in here today. Elsewhere, though, in that Asia Pacific region, the Taiwan up 1.5%, gains of over 1% for South Korea, Australia 2.29%. That's a big jump, and Indonesia also 1.32%. So not bad at all, as you can hear. Now, also in Europe, solid performances here, most of them over 2%. I think the only one that I'm looking at here of eight indices, they're all up over 2%, with the exception of the UK FTSE 100, although that's up 1.99%. So solid gains, as you can see, and that includes the German DAX index up 2.4% overall, and that's about average for the Europeans. Now, the Europeans actually ended with the day when Wall Street was pretty much on its highs, and the Dow was up 80 points at one stage, 4 or 5 points at least on the S&P 500 index. But those gains were pegged back, and Wall Street in the last hour of trading went to the minus side, then picked up again a little bit to close just 6 points higher on the Dow. So minimal percentage changes, and the S&P tiny loss. NASDAQ composite tiny gain, so virtually unchanged. And the Canadian market, which had a good gain yesterday but lost just over a quarter of a point here today. Mexico and Brazil were a little little firmer overall. Now, moving to onto other sectors. Well, first I just say on these stock markets, I think that we have certainly potential for additional gains this week, and I think the rest of this month and beyond. And now I mentioned yesterday in my audio, I mentioned last night in my audio that the Asia Pacific markets would likely be stronger because of Wall Street's strong gains. And indeed they were. Now, Wall Street lost its early gains here today, so that might be a slight temporary damper on the Asia Pacific sector, but I don't think much. I think we're still correcting some of those short-term oversold conditions. So I wouldn't be at all surprised again to see another reasonable day in markets tomorrow. Again, primarily, repeat the point against that background of short-term oversold indicators, which you can see on the stochastics indices in the chart library. Now, government bonds, those U.S. 10 years, I mean, I think they pushed up, might have pushed up above 2.30 early today, but then they gave up the gains and ended just a fraction lower at 2.26%. We've had 3 days there at 2.26 and a fraction in here, so hovering here at this range, but steady overall and showing overall base formation characteristics, and that's what I think we should expect. If the U.S. economy is showing sporadic evidence of recovery, but definitely the emphasis on some recovery taking place against a background of reasonably low unemployment figures near that 5% level. But I also mentioned the VIX in here today. The VIX did move up a little bit when Wall Street gave up its rally, ended at 18.84. Now, elsewhere here, the dollar, we've got this strong dollar now, and it's up another quarter of a point here today. So, as I speak, 99.666, and it is trading here after, still trading after hours today, but getting very close to that psychological 100 resistance point. Now, what's going to happen to the dollar going ahead? Well, Owen and I have been very much on the record for the last number of months. Most of this year, we've been saying that the dollar's ended its secular bear market, and therefore, it's actually in a secular bull market, and we've seen the first upward leg of the secular bull market. Now it's just a question of how long is the consolidation of that those dollar index gains before we see it resuming that overall advance. Well, it's certainly having a look at the upper side of the range, and we know, of course, that the almost certainly we will get the interest rate hike next month, the first quarter point interest rate hike by the Fed in what, over 6 years? And or is it longer than that? It's probably longer than that. So that's a big event, but in the nature of markets being what they are, they anticipate, if there's a widely anticipated event such as the first US hike, then people are not going to play that in advance with short positions. They're going to play that in advance with long positions, understandably. So it's not at all unusual following that hike, particularly when the Fed has been so well, they've been so clear in their guidance here, saying that they're in no hurry. There'd be a very gradual pace of rate hikes based on what's actually taking place in the economy overall. So I wouldn't be surprised if when the there's a good chance we'll break above the 100 level before that rate hike, but do we come back below it following the rate hike? Well, we'll see, of course, but that's a real possibility in here overall. What we do know is that there are not many people in the political economic field here, central bankers and so on. There are not many who want to see the dollar run strongly here as we go into 2016. First, or not least among them, the US. That would be a headwind for all those big multinational autonomies, corporate autonomies. I've talked about that continuously because they would be consolidating all their overseas earnings in stronger dollars. So that would be reducing profits somewhat. You can't hedge all of that away. Now, the other factor, which in some respects is a little bit more serious, would be countries that borrowed heavily in dollars because of the liquidity and the low interest rates, and the dollar just didn't go up, did it? Well, of course, that's a great sign. A good co is a good contrary indicator at the time, because of course the dollar has gone up. So they would be under pressure in those countries if we saw another significant gain here anytime soon. Now, looking at commodities, when are commodities going to rally? I shouldn't hold my breath, and I have some long positions in commodities, and I'm a little early, it must be said, with things like copper and also silver. It was pretty bombed out when I bought the silver, but it's still just drifting lower. That's pretty much the story for these commodities. The CCI, that's the Continuous Commodity Index, that's at its new low for this overall downward move. And same with the other commodity indicator, CRY, also at a new overall low for this bear phase. What's leading them down? Well, it's precious metals and industrial commodities, not least crude oil. Brent, crude here. It's a new reaction low. Today it's now showing after hours at $44, and that's down 56 cents. And the WTI is down 62 cents. That's at 41.12. It's not quite a new low, but it's certainly pressing on those lows. That's the WTI, in other words, pressing on those lows. And the problem is that there's just a heck of a lot of oil around. And if you wonder why, we'll see yesterday's comments, not least what I wrote on that on Texas and the fracking positions there. So a tremendous amount of supply, and nobody wants to cut that back. There have been inevitably some supply cutbacks. For instance, higher cost fracking structures, they have reduced production, but not at the speed with which a lot of people are expecting. This is a pretty efficient industry, and the technology's improving all the time here. But so that overall fracking output has held up very well, not least because of what's coming out of those very, very rich Texas sites. Okay, in terms of their shale oil deposits. Now, in looking at these metals here, for sake the precious metals, weaker in here today, not a whole lot, but palladium down 675 at 554, 544, 544 and change. The silver's down 8 cents to $14.14. Platinum is down almost $10 to $8.55 and change, and gold bullion down $12.50 at $10.70.25. So again, weak sector. And copper been down pretty much every day, closed off the lows, but still at a new closing low here for this downward move at 209.45. That's down $2.10 today. So really weak, these industrial metals, and also the precious metals. But these are awfully oversold. And another development from our high-tech era, we've got these automatic funds. These high-frequency funds are a lot of short positions that they're holding in these commodity markets, and they're constantly testing the demand versus supply on an intraday basis, and then holding positions which certainly favor the shorts because these markets are still drifting lower. Now, what that means is that big shorts in these markets, that's tomorrow's jam. Maybe not tomorrow, Wednesday, but as you're familiar with the figure of speech, not very long from now, we're likely to see some fairly explosive upward dynamics as some demand does return for one reason or another, whether it's cutbacks or stockpiling. Cutbacks would be, in terms of production, that is, would be more significant, I think. But at any rate, that we get enough taking place to just shift that supply-demand balance and lead to some strong short covering, and we could see, again, as I say, very sharp rallies off these depressed lows. But I'm not holding my breadth. I'm there, positioned for it. It's costing me a little money in the short term. hopefully, I can ride that out, and it'll pick up in the not too distant future. Don't just take my word for it. Have a look at those charts. They certainly are overextended. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.